This is KHOL News. I'm Robin Vincent. Jackson's only hospital is facing a potential crisis as its resources are stretched to the limits. St. John's Health is seeing a record number of COVID-19 patients, and more of its staff are now under quarantine. Dr. Paul Beaupre, CEO of St. John's Health, issued a message to the community Friday urging people to help slow the spread of COVID-19. He said it had been one of the most difficult weeks of the pandemic. Both the state of Wyoming and Teton County are breaking daily records for COVID metrics across the board. In Teton County, we're seeing daily COVID cases in the double digits. The number of cases per 100,000 people is also alarming. The county is averaging 39.6 daily cases per capita, and that means if Teton County were a state, it would be number 4 in the country for cases per capita. That brings us back to the concerning levels we were at a few months ago. But the problem now is the virus has spread to more of the vulnerable members of the population, and that means more hospitalizations. I reached Dr. Paul Beaupre on Sunday for more.
So currently, as we speak, we now have 11 patients with COVID in the hospital. We have 22 staff that are out, and 7 of those staff are positive. None of them are hospitalized at this point. So two factors. Number one, staffing is becoming a concern. We are reaching out to agencies that provide relief for COVID staffing, and I think on Monday we'll be able to get some of those people on their way to town, which will help. But the major problem we're having is that, let's say 2 weeks ago, on average, the number of people testing positive in Teton County were somewhere between 2 and 4. And now, on average, we're testing between 12 and 16. So we're just seeing a huge surge of COVID in the community currently.
Dr. Beaupre, that's a sharp increase in COVID patients. As of Friday, you had reported 6 people were hospitalized. So that means that number doubled over the weekend. And that's a record number of COVID hospitalizations here.
That's correct. And fortunately, very fortunately, all of the patients right now are stable medically. I'm sure you're following that there's a number of dignitaries in the country right now that have COVID. And they say that you're not really out of the woods until you're really done with the 14 days. And that's true. It tends to be particularly in the elderly, a bimodal disease where people get sick, do well for a period of time, and then get very sick. So we're not letting these people out of our sight until we know they're beyond the 14 days.
Could you give us some demographics on these folks? What are their age ranges?
Well, a number of them came from our living center, so they're elderly. We do have a number of mid-range people, 40 to 60-year-olds. We don't currently have any young people in the hospital.
Dr. Beaupre, this concerning situation with unprecedented levels of COVID-19 infections is in contrast to where we were just a month ago. At the time, it appeared we had flattened the curve, and that was after a few months of high infection rates. How did we get back here?
I think it's a combination of the fact that many of us, all of us, honestly, are over this thing, right? We're fatigued. And so it's easy when you're that way to think that you can give someone a hug, you can take your mask off when you're in a group of people, and we're seeing it all over the country. And that's simply not true. We can't do that. So we've got to redouble our efforts. I also think that normally at this time when school started, we see a huge drop off in the number of outside people in our community, and we have not seen that at all this year. So it's a combination of us being tired of it, wishing it was over, and the fact that it's coming to us from others.
The number of visitors in Jackson right now is certainly striking. By this time, we would have seen a noticeable decrease in folks visiting the Valley. That has not happened whatsoever. So I wonder if you have been talking with public health officials about a potential health order that perhaps could help to address this.
Yes, we have. We're not quite there yet. Our restaurateurs and a number of people really got hit hard the first time we all decided we just had to close everything down. And so we're hoping and praying that during this next week, we, with the messages that all of you are helping us get out, that people will really get serious about masking and social distancing. And if we can knock the numbers down again, we may not have to go farther and limit restaurants or bars. But those are certainly only options if indeed this doesn't let up.
So this upcoming week is a make or break situation. It sounds like it's crucially important for folks to be vigilant about wearing masks and about social distancing and all of the things that health officials like yourself are constantly talking about. But Dr. Paul Beaupre, what is the worst case scenario? What if we don't come out of the woods this week?
Right. I would be concerned about having to begin to limit some services at the hospital. You know, in order to move some of our nurses back onto the acute care side, we might have to really limit the hours that physician offices are open. I also would think that there is a possibility for a public health ordinance to come that would temporarily at least suspend hours in restaurants and bars, because if we're not feeding those coming to visit us, maybe they'll decide to go someplace else. But we really hope that doesn't happen. We really don't want to do that.
Dr. Beaupre, you've noted the fatigue we're all feeling about the COVID-19 pandemic, and that may be prompting some to let their guards down. As we enter this make or break week for Teton County, tell us the most important things to keep in mind, please.
So absolutely be clear of who your circle of friends are, and know whether or not they're taking as many precautions as you are in your own family group. If you can't be certain of that, don't socialize. Just stay with your family group. Wear masks whenever you are within 6 feet of another human being. If you are dining together in spaces, it would be a good idea if you continue to wear your mask, take it off to put food in your mouth, put it back on and chew your food. We've got to just be draconian about mask wearing for the next little bit.
Dr. Paul Beaupre, CEO of St. John's Health, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you for what you're doing. This messaging to the community is going to be very, very important.
I'm Robin Vincent. This is KHOL News.